All right, welcome back to the Beauty Brand Launchpad podcast. Guys, I'm excited because we have another episode that I think you're really going to enjoy. And today we're talking about mini courses. Are mini courses the best option for your beauty brand and the best option to dip your toes into this whole online experience and everything else like that? And I want to give you my thoughts and really kind of point you in the right direction and see if these really are a good option in the long term. So that's what we're going to be diving into in this episode. So if you're curious, if you're interested, stick around and we'll jump right in. Welcome to the Beauty Brand Launchpad. I'm your host, Mark Kaiser, aka Mr. Mags, and here we're diving deep with tangible tips, tricks, and mindsets to take your beauty business to the next level so you can stop trading your time for money and start building your future. Because I truly believe that once you've equipped yourself with the knowledge of what's possible for your beauty brand and the steps of how to get there, it's just a matter of finding the path that best aligns with you. So come join me as we go through this journey together and have this be the launchpad for the beauty business of your dreams. All right, guys, we are back 2 weeks in a row. Who would have thought? You know, we took a little bit of a break from the podcast for about a couple months just to recharge the batteries if you didn't listen to the last episode. That was my time to just kind of, I was in a big creation mode. I was creating a lot of bonuses for Online Beauty Empire, and then I was working on another project that I'm going to talk to you about today. And so it was just kind of a lot on my plate, and I just wanted to focus on one thing and not be worried about whether I was getting content out, whether I was doing a podcast, whether I was doing this, and this, just for my mental health, honestly, because, you know, over time you kind of, it can be a grind, especially, you know, I'm doing this all myself. Yes, I should hire someone or several people, honestly, and that's probably going to be something that I'm going to be implementing here in the next year in 2023, is actually hiring some people to take some things off my plate, be a little more streamlined, be a little bit more available on platforms, I guess is a decent way of putting it. Just being there so, you know, I'm still creating content. I don't have to take these as many breaks because I don't have so much on my plate, right? Like ultimately, I think a lot of us struggle with this, the idea of hiring people because you're like, I don't know if I can really afford it. But then if you're really wanting to grow your business, then you need someone else, you know, to help you out. And so it's just like, you can't afford it, but you can't not afford it either, right? It's like this conundrum. And so you kind of have to take this leap of faith, even when you're not necessarily ready, and, you know, pull the trigger, get someone hired and whatever else. And I'm kind of dealing with that now. You know, I'm feeling like, man, I could really use someone like an editor for this podcast. I could really use an editor for a video editor for the clips to post to Instagram and TikTok, which is something I'm going to be focusing more on is I'm going to be diving more into TikTok this next little bit. I've been dabbling with it for a while and I've just thought, you know what? I think TikTok's the way to go, especially to attract new people at right now. Like it's the best app as far as blowing yourself up. That's a weird thing to say, but to get your name out there and have something go quote unquote like viral for your niche, right? Like it's such a great traffic builder, especially if you're set up with, you know, ways to get these people onto your email list or connect with you more on Instagram or whatever else. Like it's a great option and something that I'm going to be diving into coming in as the first part of 2023. I'm definitely going to be creating more content because I feel like I've kind of figured out the other systems in my business, really built the foundation. So like now that those are set, I can really focus on content and building my brand out and growing my brand and not rely so much on paid ads like I've done in the past. You know, I can kind of have it from a 1-2 punch kind of thing, you know, with organic and paid. And so that's kind of what's been going on behind the scenes. I also want to give you an update on my fasting that I've been doing. So again, in the last episode, I talked about I've been doing these 36-hour fasts. And so it's called alternate day fasting, where you fast for 36 hours and then you have a 12-hour eating window. And then you fast for 36 hours and 12-hour eating window. So it equals out to you fasting every other day. And so I've almost finished a month's worth. And, you know, the first few weeks, like I was down over 12 pounds. And this next week, I'm consistently losing 2 to 3 pounds a week now. The first week was insane and I lost like 7 pounds, over 7 pounds. But I think most of that was water weight. But, yeah, I've been losing consistently 2-3 pounds, whatever it is. And so I'm just planning, that's just kind of my expectation now going into the fourth week. I'm going to actually be weighing myself on the day that this podcast is released on Monday. And so jump over to Instagram. I'm probably going to do an update on there on what my weight's at, how much I've lost, but I've lost over 12 pounds. I think I'm closer to 15 pounds lost. So, my goal when I started this, I was like 188 pounds. So like for context, I'm 6 foot. I was like 188 pounds. My high that I was been like the heaviest I ever was a couple of years ago. Even not like my weight's always kind of fluctuated a little bit, but like I was looking at pictures from 2019, which was probably my heaviest, and I was 215 pounds. Like it's pretty wild to think about. And so when I started this, I had lost some weight a little bit just from when I was sick last year, honestly, a few months ago, lost a bunch of weight, not a bunch, but a good amount of weight. And so I was kind of, I've always kind of been around like this 188 mark. And so now I'm around, last time I weighed in last week, I was at 175 on the dot. And so that was, you know, 12, 13 pounds right there that I've lost. And so I'm continuing that on. My goal is probably 165. I feel like that's just like my natural body, my body weight where I'm at. And so that's what I'm working towards. And guys, I've loved it. Like it's weird on these fast days, how much clarity I have, how much energy, because it's not spent, you know, digesting my food and feeling groggy or whatever else. Like it's an interesting thing once your body gets used to it and gets used to using fat as a fuel source to get your energy from, instead of just what foods you eat and the carbs and everything else like that. And so it's really been cool, and it's really shown like my mood's improved. Like I think just having this discipline, because food is such a comfort thing for, I would say, the majority of people. Like we use food when we're sad, when we're happy, when we're mad, like all these different things. Like it's such a social and cultural thing for us. But being in control of it, because food controlled me. I was controlled by food. I wasn't controlling food. And so to be more disciplined with it and really just prove to myself that I can do like these hard things. Like the idea of doing for fasting for 36 hours, like a full day, not counting sleeps, sleeping for eight hours on each end, it's just been a shift, and it's been really cool. And like I realize, like the more that I'm doing these quote unquote hard things, like the happier I am. It's a weird thing. Like maybe I'm a masochist or something, and I just like pain and I just like hurting myself. But it's like it's this sense of accomplishment, and it's just proving to yourself that you can do these hard things. And it really translates to business too. Like you can push yourself to do these hard things that you really wouldn't think you could otherwise. Like it's pretty cool. And so it's making me want to focus on these different goals that are outside of business, because they all kind of bleed together, and focus more on the things that I've been interested in the past. You know, like I was talking to Maggie the other day, and like, I'm a big basketball fan. I grew up playing basketball. I really love it. You know, I watch a lot of games and whatever else, and I've always wanted to dunk a basketball. And, you know, I want to say like right after high school, like I, you know, for being as tall as I am and also being white, I had some decent hops, you know, and I could grab onto the rim, but it was never like close enough to dunking a basketball. And now that I, you know, had gained weight and I wasn't as active or whatever else, it just never was a thing. But now that I'm losing this weight, I'm like, Maggie, I think I want to like train myself to actually, you know, build up that explosiveness in my vertical so I can actually dunk a basketball. You know, so it's just little things like that, like little things that I've wanted to do in the past. I'm like, yeah, let's just do it. You know, let's set our mind to do it. Let's freaking go all in. And like, it goes with playing the guitar. Like I love music. You know, I'm pretty naturally musically inclined. And so I'm just like, you know what? Like I've been self-taught with the guitar, and I can kind of dabble in these different areas, but like, I know there's some structure that I need. And so I'm going to do that with the guitar too. And so it's just kind of, I've just been so business focused for so long. And so the fact that I've been able to kind of balance things out has really helped. So I don't know if this, you can relate to this at all, where you're just like, go, go, go. Like you're really ambitious, you're driven. And so all you think about and all you talk about is work, 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 work. And cause that's how I was. But like over the past 6 months or so, I felt a shift. Like it's not so much of like a push. It's not like, you got to get this done, you got to get this done, you got to get this done. Like, I'm able to take a step back, and it's so good for my mental health, honestly. Like, it's really made a difference. And yeah, I've really noticed it. So like, if that's you, like, if there's one thing that I can recommend, it's just like, try and find some balance. Give yourself some time to not work, to disconnect, whatever that is for you. Like, take the time to actually do it, because I feel like long-term, it's such a beneficial thing. So that's just a little update on everything that's going on. But let's talk about the whole point of this podcast is to talk about mini courses, right? Are mini courses, are they the best way for you to get into the online space? Or if you already have some online courses, are mini courses a good way to go? And this is my thoughts on mini courses. I think mini courses can be great, but they can also be a huge distraction to your business. So let me explain. So when it comes to mini courses, this is how I like to structure my whole online business. I really like to structure it around a signature course that serves one audience. Like, for example, if you serve lash artists, you serve lash artists. Like, or more specifically, let's say you serve lash artists who want to get better at volume lashes, like the technique of volume. That's who you serve. Like, that's a very specific niche, because it's easier to talk to people about lash artists who are trying to master volume than it is to the new lash artist that maybe is just getting in the industry and they still haven't mastered like the foundational concepts that you learn with a classic training or out of, you know, aesthetic school or beauty school, whatever it is. And so you're more easily to, it's easier to talk to your audience, because you can be hyper specific and you can talk about like, hey, you know, volume this, volume that, right? Instead of just like trying to mesh in a bunch of different audiences, it makes your message super specific and super clear. Because then when people run into your content and they run into you like on your TikTok or your Instagrams, when they come in contact with you and they see what you're about, they can very clearly, very quickly be like, oh, like, this person's for me, or this person isn't for me, right? Like, and that's a good thing. Like, you're pushing away the people that you don't want to be talking to or you don't want to serve, and you're attracting the ones that are, and which is a great thing. I would 1000% recommend that. And so when it comes to like mini courses and other things like that, like, I like to build my business around a signature course around one specific audience. So one offer and one audience. Because if you're trying to do too many things and speak to too many different audiences, like, your message is going to fall flat, your ideas are going to fall flat, and people really aren't going to connect with you, because people love specificity. Like, they don't, yeah, like, if you're too all over the place talking about too many different topics, you're going to lose people, and you're not going to be the number one source that they go to when they want to get information on a specific topic or be entertained with something or whatever else. And so if you have your signature course, and let's say you're serving volume lash artists, and you have a volume course, and you built a framework around it, you have your own methodology, it's super great, whatever else. I like having mini courses that lead directly into your volume course. Like, it's like a first step, or one little piece out of your signature course. And so it naturally, when your audience completes the mini course, they get a quick win. They get excited. They can see a little bit of a transformation. Like, this is amazing. Like, this mini course that I purchased from so-and-so, from you, was incredible. And it was above and beyond what I was expecting. So I can't even imagine what it's like when I get into their full-blown volume course, or their course on how to get clients, or their course on how to do stylized shoots and build up your portfolio, or whatever it is, whatever you teach, right? Like, if you can think in that kind of aspect with, you know, one audience and really one transformation that you're offering, like, whether it's building a clientele or you're learning, teaching a technique to them, the better it's going to be. That's how I see mini courses. And so it's almost like you kind of have to do, I would do a little bit of like big picture thinking, like take a step back and try and get like a 30,000 foot view and be like, what do I want my online course business to look like? Who do I want to serve? How do I want to serve them? And where are they at on their journey? And how am I uniquely equipped to serve these people as well? And so once you've done that, you can be like, okay, this is going to be my signature course. But what happens is when we think of these signature courses, and what I've noticed a lot with my students and whatever else is like, it becomes daunting. Like it becomes super overwhelming because like these signature courses, a lot goes into them, right? To get them to the level that you want and to offer the transformation that you're promising. And so like when you start thinking about like, oh, I got to outline like what I'm going to teach and how I'm going to teach it and how am I going to film it and how am I going to, I got to create a manual. You know, some people feel like they need to have a manual or a workbook and I need this, I need that. Like, and then once you start breaking it all down, you're like, oh man, I don't know if I want to do this, right? It just becomes daunting. And that's very normal, especially when you haven't even proven that people are actually going to buy your course. You don't know, you know, you're questioning whether or not you're an expert. You have this imposter syndrome telling you like, who do you think you are? Like, what makes you think that people are going to buy a course from you when there's, you know, 1,000 other people that are better than you, or they have more followers or whatever else, right? Like these limiting negative thoughts are so common and they're constantly leeching off of our energy and they're stopping us from moving forward. And so from that aspect, from that angle, I think mini courses are great. And the reason why I think they're great is because just for the reason that I listed, like it's not as daunting. It feels like you don't have to put as much into it to make it, you know, be to the level that you want. Yes, I believe that you should under promise and over deliver on your mini courses, even if like you're selling it for cheap, super inexpensive. I don't think that's an excuse for you to not deliver a great experience for your students, because for a lot of the people coming in contact with you, that mini course is probably going to be their first experience with you. It's that first impression. So if you want to make the best first impression possible, or it's going to be really hard to ascend them up your value ladder as far as like what offerings you have, you know, at a higher price point and whatever else to go deeper with them. And so make sure that you're putting enough into this mini course, but also like it takes a lot of the pressure off, like I was talking about. And so the timing of this conversation is great because the little project that I was kind of teasing at is kind of directly goes along with this. And so, you know, mini courses have kind of been popping up here and there. You know, I've done a few Instagram lives and people have asked about mini courses, or they're, you know, when I'm doing my trainings, my free trainings, people, you know, I ask like, hey, what are you interested in doing? Are you thinking about doing like a signature program or mini courses or a membership or whatever else? Like a large number of people are saying mini courses. So it seems like mini courses are kind of the hot thing, especially in the beauty industry. And so instead of fighting this trend and trying to go against the current, I'm like, you know what? Let me, you know, offer a way to show you how to create a great mini course without stressing about all the things that I talked about, and start, you know, getting a quick win for yourself as well. Because again, like this is a great way to see if online courses are a good fit for you. You can dip your toes in without feeling like you have to put a ton of time and energy or an effort, and that potentially could come back and not be successful, right? Like you don't want to waste all those things. And so this project that I'm calling is Small Yet Mighty Course Bootcamp. And my goal and my promise with it is for you to get your first students within 7 days or less. Like you could even do it faster. You could get your first students within 24 hours of going through the course. Like it's super tangible, it's super hands-on. And that's why I'm calling it a bootcamp. Is like you get in there, you figure out your messaging, you figure out your course, and then you launch it. And I've incorporated something that I've taken with my online Beauty Empire students called my fast launch method. And I'm teaching you that fast launch method inside of the Small Yet Mighty Course Bootcamp. So I break down like, okay, here's what makes a great mini course. Here's the messaging that you need to have around your mini course and how to curate that and cultivate that to attract your ideal audience and get them excited. And then once you've done that, here's how you launch it. And here's how you pre-sell it. And so it's all about pre-selling your course before you've created it. And I know the idea of you pre-selling a course before you've created anything like scares a lot of people. And I totally understand where you're coming from. But what's cool about this is that it does a couple things for you to actually make sure that you're moving forward. One is that you can put something out there without worrying about wasting time, money, energy, effort, right? You're just utilizing what you have in front of you and what you're comfortable with. Like if you got your following on Instagram, then you're probably pretty comfortable, or you should be at this point, you know, comfortable about jumping on your stories and talking to people and posting reels and whatever else. And so it's utilizing what you have, and you just sell people through that. You make your announcement on your Instagram stories or in a reel or whatever else, and you pre-sell this course. You know, it's something that we call a founding members launch, right? It's you create the course alongside with your students, which is an awesome opportunity for both you and your students, because one, your students get to work with you on a closer level than they might have before, and they're getting their questions asked, and every question that they ask and feedback that they give is something that you can add into the course and be like, okay, I need to focus on this more, or they've had a lot of questions about this. Maybe I need to clear things up and make this, you know, add a little more clarity when it comes to this topic. And so you're fine tuning it as you're going along with them. And what's cool is because you are more hands-on, you can go as deep as you need to get the transformation that your students need. And the better transformation that your students get means they're probably going to give you a better testimonial. And those testimonials are really the fuel to get people excited to sign up for your course in the future, right? Like, testimonials are your biggest currency, right? We're always looking for social proof as to, should I sign up for this course or this course? Should I learn from this person or that person, right? And usually it comes down to past student experiences, right? Like, if you can create those raving fans, then you're set, right? Like, that's gonna sell your course way more than any fancy sales video or promo video or the what you say on your sales page or how you show up on social media. Like, that social proof, those testimonials are worth their weight in gold. And so that's the opportunity that comes with pre-selling your course. So one, you're not wasting all your time and money and energy for no one to buy, right? And so you can get your first students within 7 days or less, right? So like, you're hitting the ground running, and everything is about momentum. It's about success. Well, momentum breeds success. Like, the faster you go, the more successful you're gonna be. And so one, you're validating your offer, right? You're proving that people actually wanna learn what you have to teach. And two, they're willing to pay you for it, right? Like, usually that's the biggest thing holding people back. Is like, I don't know if anyone's gonna actually purchase my course if I put it out. And so if we can push all the fear and the imposter syndrome and whatever else aside, and you can get those first students, then you're like, okay, let's go. Like, I've got no excuses now. Like, people paid me money, so I gotta deliver, right? You have that accountability because someone pulled out their credit card and they're like, yep, let's do this. And so you have no excuses to postpone things or put it off or anything else. And so you keep moving forward. And each time you launch this course or relaunch it, you're refining as you go. And so I like to tell my students, like, you know, this first time, like, just break it down weekly with your students. Maybe do 4 or 6 weeks, whatever it is. And each week you cover a different aspect of your thing. And then by the end of it, they have the complete everything that they need to be successful, right? And so once you've done that a few times, maybe you want to up the quality and you want to, like, film it professionally or hire someone to help you out or whatever it is. Like, it's giving you the reason to invest more money into your business and to improve things as you go along instead of just doing everything up front, right? Like, that's the opportunity. And that's what we show you in Small Yet Mighty Course Bootcamp. And guys, I'm telling you, the price on this is absolutely insane. Like, the fact that it's going to be as inexpensive as it's going to be is kind of mind-blowing. Like, this is by far the least inexpensive thing that I've ever offered by a long shot. And so my reason being is that I want to help as many people as possible, show that you can create an online course. Like, you have enough experience, you have enough of an audience, which you don't need much. You don't need a ton of followers to be successful with these online businesses, which is cool. And like, you have everything that you need. So let's monetize your experience and your knowledge and your expertise without killing yourself in the process. Like, you don't have to go the same route that everyone's gone before you. You don't have to do these 2-day in-person trainings where you have to find someone to host you. You have to travel. You have to pack your bags. You have to do these student kits. You have to constantly be repeating yourself over and over and over the same information that you've given 10 times, 20 times, 100 times even, right? Like, you film something once for the most part, right? It's a little different with this founding members launch, but like, eventually you're going to get to the point where you have an asset working for you. You're not constantly needing to repeat yourself because you have something that can be used over and over again. So it doesn't matter how many students you have. It doesn't matter when they sign up or anything like that. Like, they're going to get the same experience no matter what, which is really, really cool. And so it's utilizing the leverage of online. Like, that's the way for you to stop trading time for money, which is really the most valuable thing that we have is time. And so the more that we can leverage that in our experience, and the better that we are at communicating the value of our courses and, you know, building these different skill sets, like, it just, things become really, really easy, which is exciting, because then you can focus on the things that you're actually excited about, right? Like, I started out this podcast talking about me fasting and wanting to dunk a basketball and play guitar, right? Like, I have the opportunity to focus on these things because I've created an online business and I work my own schedule. You know, it's cool being able to be like, okay, when I wake up, the first thing that Maggie and I do when we roll out of bed, which, you know, we get ready by 8:30, we're hitting the gym, and then we get a workout in together, and then she goes off and goes to work, and then I get to work on my online business, and then I get to take a break, and I get to do all these different things. Like, I'm in control of what my schedule is. I don't have clients telling me what to do. I don't have a boss telling me what to do, which can be a good thing and a bad thing. Like, obviously, you know, I've learned that there comes some discipline having that much freedom, and it can be easy to slack off and not get all the things done that you need to. But I'd rather have that challenge of needing to be disciplined than, you know, pretending to work for 8 hours a day and being told when I need to show up and when I can take my lunch and when I can leave each and every single day, right? Or whether or not how much my work is worth. Like, I like being able to set my own prices and be like, no, like, this is the value that it's at. And if I want to make more money, then I sell more, right? Or like, I improve my marketing. Like, it's, I'd rather be in control is what it comes down to. And that's what online courses open up for you. You know, one of our students that went through this fast launch method and launched her course, she was able to do it at Disneyland. Like, she just jumped on her stories real quick. She announced the course, you know, said how they can sign up, you know, shoot her a DM and they can chat to see if they're a good fit. And she was doing this all while she was at Disneyland. Like, she was enjoying time with her family and having a great time. And she was getting people signed up for her course, right? That's leverage. That's leverage. Being able to have that flexibility where you're making money while you're technically at the happiest place on earth. I don't know how happy it is when you're waiting in line for these rides, but like, they're a good time. You can get a turkey leg, I guess, which, you know, that makes me happy. But like, that's the power of these mini courses. And so to kind of like circle back, I know I went on a little bit of a tangent there, but to kind of go back to the main thing and the main question that we've had with this podcast is, are mini courses a good option for you and your business? And I think they are. If you come into that big picture that I was talking about, that 30,000 foot view, where you're like, okay, I've got this mini course that leads into my signature program. But your main focus really should be that signature program. Like, your business is, everything's built around that. Everything's feeding into signing up students into that. Like, the reason why you're getting people into your mini course is because eventually you want them to get into your signature program. And the trap that some people fall in, and why I haven't really pushed mini courses in the past, is that we get stuck in the shiny object syndrome. And the shiny object syndrome is like once you've created this first mini course, you're like, oh, that was awesome. Like, this is great. I'm going to create another mini course. You know what? Yeah. And I'm going to create a mini course on this. I'm going to make this and this and this. And then you're in 4, 5, 6 different directions thinking about all these different mini courses. And when your focus is split between all these different things, then you're not effective. And your messaging probably is all over the place because you're going to have to speak to, you know, all these different aspects of your business. And that's why, like, I'm always preaching like one audience, one offer, because everything needs to work together. And so promise me, like, I need you to promise, please promise me that you're not going to fall into this trap of shiny object syndrome. Like, when you create your mini course, if that's something you decide to do, stick with that mini course. Like, don't have 4 or 5 or 6 different courses that you're trying to constantly promote, because you're not going to get the momentum that you want because you're constantly starting and stopping, right? Until you can get a system in place where, say, you're running ads, like cold traffic directly into your mini course, and it's not requiring you to jump on social media and constantly promote it and whatever else, like, you've got that system built for it to work like automatically for you. Okay, great. Like, that's awesome. And ideally, that's what you want with your mini course, is it to run in the background. You're getting these students, you're getting this money every single day coming in, and then all your marketing is focused around your main signature course. And that's what you're talking about on your social media. And that's, you know, where your messaging ecosystem really lives in. And so that's the trap that I want you to avoid. So yes, mini courses are amazing, but don't get distracted with the shiny object syndrome. And because what's not sexy is taking a course that you've created and then relaunching it and really talking about the same things kind of over and over again, but with different angles and different hooks and different things like that. Like, that's not as exciting. Like, it's just not. Like, there's something about creating something new that gets us excited because you're like, oh, it's fresh, it's different, and it's, I'm able to talk about something else, and like, my audience is going to get excited. But the truth is that your audience needs to hear things multiple times over and over before they finally decide to pull the trigger and work with you. A lot of times, you know, maybe 7 times and maybe 20 times, I don't know. And that's why it's so crucial to have one message that you're constantly talking about over and over again. So focus on your one mini course, dip your toes in, get that quick win and be like, yes, I can make money online. And then that's just going to spur your momentum to keep moving forward. And then eventually when you're ready for that next thing, you're like, okay, let's finally build that signature course that I've always wanted to do, because they directly work together with that same audience. Like, it's the same message, it's the same audience, and basically the same offer in a way. Like, for me, if you think about it, I teach beauty pros that want to create online courses. That's who I teach. And so Online Beauty Empire is like A to Z, full blown. There's so much stuff in there. Like, not only are we talking about how to create your course, how to market it, your messaging, we go into like how to brand yourself on Instagram, how to build your email list, how to launch, how to design your sales pages, like how to write persuasive copy, how to be an effective communicator. Like, there's so much that goes into that main course, right? That's why I'm saying like these signature courses can be daunting. So I took one aspect of that on Online Beauty Empire, and then I made that my mini course. And it's just simply how to launch. I'm just taking the launch aspect, the fast launch method that I teach inside of Online Beauty Empire. I'm doing that as my mini course, but just with a different package. I just put the mini course bow on it, but it's the fast launch method. And so that's why I'm saying, like, it naturally leads in. It's like, okay, I've launched my mini course and whatever else, but like, now I have all these different questions that I need answered. Like, how do I create a sales page? Like, where do I upload my course after it's done? Like, how do I work on my messaging and be more effective with that? Like, there's so many different things. And then naturally it's going to ascend them up into my signature program. So that's how you want to be thinking with your courses as well. So yeah, in a nutshell, mini courses are great. And I would highly recommend them if you can avoid the shiny object syndrome and have discipline. And so if you're curious about the Small Yet Mighty Course Bootcamp, at the time of this recording, it's a week away. I'm going to be launching it next week on Halloween, October 31st in the AM. I'm thinking it's going to be 9 a.m. Pacific time. I'm going to be launching it. So if you're on my email list, that's probably the best place to be. So if you've jumped on any wait list for like Online Beauty Empire, or if you signed up for any of my other courses, like Beauty Video Academy, for example, or maybe you've been part of like my free trainings, like my free 3-part training on how to build your course. Like, if you're on my email list at all, like, that's the best place to be, because you're going to know right when it opens up, because you'll get an email to your inbox. Otherwise, I'm going to be announcing this on social media. I'm going to be talking about it more. But yeah, October 31st, Small Yet Mighty Course Bootcamp. If you have any questions or if you're interested, shoot me a DM and let's have a conversation. We can chat about different things. We can talk about what course ideas you have, whether or not you think it's going to be a good fit, whatever questions you have. Like, my DMs are open. Like, let's chat. Like, I love talking about this stuff. Obviously, if I didn't, I wouldn't have a podcast. And I wouldn't be teaching this stuff if I really genuinely didn't have a passion for it, because I think there's so many great opportunities with these online courses if you just know how to do it right. And, you know, I've been through the ringer. I've had the ups, I've had the downs. I've figured out so much, seriously, in the past 2 years alone, year and a half. Like, whew. Like, I thought I had a good understanding of online courses and marketing and messaging and branding and whatever else beforehand. But like, man, I've learned a lot in the past year and a half, 2 years. And that's what I'm sharing with you inside of these courses, inside of Online Beauty Empire, and definitely inside of Small Yet Mighty Course Bootcamp. So like, if you're interested, like, let's do this. Like, I'm super excited. And again, like, this is going to be so inexpensive. Like, you could pay for the price of the course with like your first student. You might even like be profitable with your first student that you get within 7 days. like, I'm going to show you how to create and launch a mini course and get your first student within 7 days or less. Like, for example, I have one student, and if she's listening right now, hello, you know who that I'm talking about, you. She just recently went through this fast launch method that we teach inside of Small Yet Mighty Course Bootcamp. And she pre-sold her course, and she had 12 spots open, and she completely sold out those 12 spots within 14 hours, completely sold it out. Like, it was just bam, 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 bam. Like, it was pretty incredible. And like, we've had other results like that with other students as well. It's just like, they're in this position. They're like, I don't know if this is going to work. Like, do I have a big enough following? Like, are people actually going to want to buy? Like, I don't know. Like, all these things are coming in their head, but they chose and they committed to their selves and their future, and they decided to go for it no matter what. They're like, if I look dumb, so what? Like, you're right. You kind of have to get past that point and just take that leap of faith, and it's paid off for them. And like, she is just killing it now. My student that had the 12 students fill up in 14 hours, and like, she's already teaching her course content. She's a few weeks in, and now she's already gearing up for her second launch, which is awesome, right? Like, it's that momentum that we talked about. Once you get that momentum going, then you can focus on these other things. So now she's creating her sales page and her wait list, and she's working on her emails and all these different things. So she's building that business, that foundational aspect of her online business. She has everything going for her right now. And it's just exciting, honestly, to put it simply. So that's really all I have for this episode. Again, shoot me a DM if you're interested in the Small Yet Mighty Course Bootcamp. I think it's going to be a game changer for you, honestly. Like, I think you're going to be blown away with what you learn from this course and how fast you see results. So keep me updated. If you're interested, shoot me a DM. Otherwise, I'm going to be letting you know when it opens up for enrollment, which is going to be next Monday, October 31st. So with that being said, thanks so much. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, feel free to leave a review. Like, these reviews are really important, and they really help spread the message and let people know, like, this podcast is worth listening to, right? We talked about social proof. Here's another reason that we need it on our podcast episode. So if you've enjoyed this, feel free to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, or even share this episode on your stories and tag me to share it with other people. Like, that would be really, really appreciated. And yeah, I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Here's to taking your beauty business to the next level. And with that being said, I will catch you in the next episode. See you later. Thank you for listening to the Beauty Brand Launchpad podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, feel free to take a screenshot and share and tag me in your Instagram stories. And make sure you subscribe and leave a review. Every like, review, and share helps spread the Beauty Brand Launchpad message and is greatly appreciated. Thank you so much, and I'll see you on the next episode.